Watch, NRCC hammers vulnerable Democrats over skyrocketing gas prices. By Jacob Bliss on June 15, 2022. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the House GOP's main campaign arm, released a series of digital ads slamming vulnerable Democrats over the record-high gas prices Americans are forced to pay. The most recent ad highlights the vulnerable Democrats continuously voting against American energy in the House of Representatives. The NRCC's ad is backed by six figures and will run across digital platforms in the districts of 12 vulnerable Democrats. Democrats launched a war on American energy and now voters across the country are paying the price, said NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer. The American people know Joe Biden and House Democrats' anti-energy agenda is responsible for this crisis. Watch. The narrator in the ad specifically targeting Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, states, "Joe Biden promised it wouldn't be like this, he lied. And Democrat Matt Cartwright is making it worse." Cartwright repeatedly voted against expanding American energy production, which is reducing supply and drink up prices. The rise in record gas prices has been relentless. Analysts are predicting $6 gas per gallon by Labor Day, a reporter also stated in the ad. The complete list of Democrats the NRCC will be hitting with the ads is California Reps. Josh Harder, Julia Brownlee, Katie Porter, and Mike Levin, Iowa's lone Congressional Democrat Representative Cindy Axon, Indiana Representative Frank Mervin, New Jersey Reps. Andy Kim and Tom Malinowski, Ohio Representative Marcy Kaptur, Pennsylvania Reps. Susan Wild and Matt Cartwright, and Texas Representative Henry Queller. On top of all this, the NRCC also announced last week that it would be spending $52.3 million on ad reservations in its effort to retake the majority in the lower chamber. Republicans are throwing everything at this election cycle. After attempting to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. To win the majority requires a net gain of only 5 Republican seats in November. And a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.